You're listening to Stewie Hughes Radio, brought to you by StewieHughesPhoto.com. Stewie Hughes Photo, an artist in portraiture and landscape. Thanks for stopping in on our podcast and listening for us. Just wanted to give a big shout out to artist Kevin Scott Jacobs for helping me get this thing started here. Something I've wanted to do for a long time is talk about my photography, talk about what I'm doing with it, where I'm going, and share some of the experiences of my travels and meeting the people and places that I've gone. In the last year, I've done a lot more landscape work, which is something different for me. I joined a photography group here where I live. We meet weekly. I meet every other week with them. Don't have the time to really meet every week, but we get together, talk photography, and we've actually gone out and done some shooting together with a lot of different people with different backgrounds, and we all seem to help each other, and we have fostered a lot of knowledge to each other, and gave each other a lot of pats on the back and pushed each other to do better and better with what we have already done. I like doing that, and it's one of those things where you try and try to do something, and you don't have the right encouragement, or you're thinking, can I do this, or, man, I don't know, and you talk to some other people that are in your same craft, and it's like, oh, well, I do it this way, and you talk to somebody else, and they do it another way, and it's like, oh, wow, I can actually do this. So it's something that I've been working on, is networking, and working with other people, and helping other people as well, because a lot of times we don't even realize it, but we are a great resource ourselves. And helping someone else learn what you've already learned, that reinstates, it reemphasizes what you already know. And by doing that, you're spreading more knowledge, and it's just a great feeling. So whether you're a Nikon shooter, a Canon shooter, Sony, DSLR, mirrorless, or whether you're still shooting some film, you know, I know some people that have gotten back into shooting film, and I love shooting film. I loved to shoot film. I have a couple film cameras still left over, and due to my Nikon presence, I can still use a lot of the lenses that I used when I went to a DSLR on my F3HP. I still have an FM2, and somewhere in a closet, deep down, I have a Nikon N70. So it's one of those things where there's a lot that I want to do with this. I want to go out and just share. If you have questions, I would love to maybe start a question and answer session or section. Maybe we start a question and answer, a Q&A, something you may ask me. I may take some fan mail. But check us out on Twitter and Instagram, Stewie Hughes. And our website is www.stewiehughesphoto.com. So I'm a Nikon shooter. A lot of people give me a hard time. A lot of my friends that I shoot with, they have Canons. I just explained to them, it's like I started out with an Nikon film camera. The F mount just went straight from film to digital. So was there really a need to spend any extra money on equipment that I didn't need or couldn't really afford at the time when I made my switch? So that's where I've stuck. I've stuck with Nikon. Love my Nikons. Right now I'm shooting with a D300 and a D610. I still have a D70 that I just have as an extra camera. I have a couple of Nikon film cameras. The FM2, the N70 autofocus, and the F3HP. That camera is just a sweet ride. I love it to death. I love the focusing screen on it. And it's just an awesome film camera. Maybe later on, before the summer's up, I'll go out. Might just go out to Chatham Manor and take some photos there along the river. Might go out to Skyline Drive. That's an idea. Skyline Drive, end of the summer, right as the leaves change. I'm thinking, yes, that's where we're going, folks. So, in the upcoming, look out for the blog. We're going to hit Skyline Drive. The leaves changing out there since we're here in Northern Virginia. I'm not sure if I'm going to be able to get a chance to travel any farther than that right now, but we'll keep it up in the air. So that's where we're at. Make an appointment for that, folks. Skyline Drive, We're going to hit it. We're going to get some color changes there.
You're listening to Stewie Hughes Radio.
So what we're talking about today is Aretha Franklin's passing. Today she passed away at 76 years old, known as the Queen of Soul. She was truly a living legend and an American treasure. Her career spanned several decades, including the late 50s all the way up till 2018 when she passed. Many of her songs were heartfelt, had a gospel feel, as she grew up in the gospel singing church with her pastor father in Detroit. She later went on to a secular career recording with Motown, doing songs such as Respect, You Better Think, You Make Me Feel Like a Natural Woman were some of the ones that first come to mind. As I grew up as a kid, I heard her perform the beautiful song Freeway of Love, and it seemed at that point every woman in America and all over the world wanted to ride around in a pink Cadillac with the top down and just express their free spirit. In 2009, she sung My Country, Tis of Thee at the inauguration of President Barack Obama. It was a very moving performance and marked such a special occasion for the country and for many people in this country who felt they finally had a seat at the table. In 1980, she was featured in the Blues Brothers film singing the song Think. She was the wife of an ex-musician. They worked in a diner where the Blues Brothers had come in, and her husband wanted to go back on the road with Jake and Elwood, and they just broke out in a song right there in the middle of that diner, and that was something special just to see Aretha move around, and the whole spirit of the scene was just so soulful. But I think the big impact is the generations of music, the timeless music, the themes of the songs were just powerful in their own right. But she was the deliverer of those songs. And in delivering those songs, she delivered us a sense of peace, sense of enjoyment, and fulfillment that no other artist actually did in that exact way. So Aretha Franklin, I thank you for your music, your spirit, your dedication to your community, and your dedication to America. This has been the first podcast on Stewie Hughes Radio. We thank everyone for tuning in. Continue to follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and all other social media outlets at Stewie Hughes. Check out our website at StewieHughesPhoto.com.